I'm Steve Ember with the VOA Special English Education Report. Last week, we told you about a big honor for a California teenager who is homeschooled. 16-year-old Michael Viscardi of San Diego won first prize in the Siemens Westinghouse competition in math, science, and technology. He showed solutions to a 19th century math problem. Michael has been schooled by his mother, who has a doctorate in neuroscience. He also worked on his project with a professor at a university. Homeschoolers have won other honors, including national competitions in geography and spelling. The National Center for Education Statistics did its latest research on homeschooling in 2003. Researchers found that more than 1 million American students learned at home. That was more than 2% of the school-age population. The report said the number of homeschooled students had increased. In 1999, about 850,000 students were considered homeschooled. This meant they were taught at home instead of a school for at least part of their education. The students' time spent in public or private schools could not be more than 25 hours a week. Michael Viscardi, for example, has been taught mostly at home, but with advanced math classes at a local university. The researchers asked parents why they homeschooled their children. 31% said the most important reason was concern about the environment of the local schools. 30% said it was to provide religious instruction. 16% said they were not satisfied with the quality of the instruction in the local schools. The Associated Press recently reported about an increase in the number of black Americans homeschooling their children. An education expert said much of this increase was in cities with histories of racial tension. Also, some families were concerned that local schools were not teaching about African American history and culture. Critics of homeschooling say children need to attend school to help them learn social skills. They also say that some homeschooled children do not get a very good education. Still, all 50 states and the District of Columbia permit homeschooling, but some require more parent preparation or student testing than other states do. This VOA Special English Education Report was written by Nancy Steinbach. Internet users can read and listen to our reports at voaspecialenglish.com. I'm Steve Ember.